Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, that mic. Wow, that is a hot one. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from our original home, the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Franklin Avenue location, of course. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2019, and... Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'd like to see 4 or more name tags. Just to make this. She's making one as we speak. Keep working. 1, 2. Is that guy miming one over there? That's an interesting move. 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, we have more than 4 and another one in progress. So this is going to happen. You can go ahead and put them down. Bring the house lights down. Bring them way down. Oh, that's good. Doug plugs this Thursday and Friday, August 15th and 16th in Austin, Texas. I'm joining forces with Master Pancake Theater to mock movies that I am actually in. It's the Doug Benson Film Festival at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in downtown Austin. Yeah, Thursday night we're going to show one movie that I'm in. And Friday night, 2 different ones, separate admission for each, but I've been in some great movies and some shitty movies, so it's going to be a mixed bag and a lot of fun. Saturday, Doug Loves Movies. Chelsea, you're going to be there back at Flappers in Burbank?
Sure.
She says sure. So that sounds like a yes to me. Flappers in Burbank, Saturday at 4:20, and I got an amazing lineup for that show, too, so I'll try to leak some of those names as the week goes on. And Doug Loves Movies returns to Raleigh, North Carolina at Goodnights on Saturday, August 24th at 4:20. I'd like to do some dugouts. I'd like to give a dugout to the makers of the Peanut Butter Falcon. Has anybody seen it yet?
Yeah.
Amazing movie. I've seen twice, and it's expanding to cities all over the country over the next few weeks. And also a dugout to all the nice people who came to the Doug Loves Movies taping in Houston and didn't laugh too loud or yell out answers or say, what? Thank you to all those people, because most of them were that. And I will definitely be going back to Houston. I threatened them, like, oh, I'm not going to come here anymore. I'm going to quit the show entirely. But Yeah, it worked out. Don't worry. It's okay, Chelsea. So who brought this bag from Showtime and just stuck it up here with a weird angel has fallen? What, I mean, what is this even? Like, it's supposed to be, you could put a hot thing or a cold thing in it. It's a what?
A corksicle.
A corksicle?
It's like a brand, yeah. It's like a koozie, buddy.
It's like a koozie, but it's called a corksicle. Oh, you stick the beer in here?
Yeah, I think you put it frozen.
And then what do you do with this top part? Can't put that on top of a beer. No. Or I guess if it's a can of beer. But would a can of beer fit in there? I don't think so. It's what?
Bag from a movie.
All right. Yeah. Did you guys listen to the Houston show?
Did it sound like I want to talk to the audience? I'm just teasing you guys. This is very informal here tonight, of course, especially after that show. But whoever brought this, thank you. And there's no way I'm going to see Angel Has Fallen. You know? I mean, like, I sat through Olympus falling and something else falling. Like, everything's falling around this guy. Like, just get away from him. Seems like an easy solution. It's like Bruce Willis in the Die Hard movies. It's like, oh, here comes that guy where bad stuff happens. Wherever he goes, let's run. Prize bag. Let's talk about it. I've got... the bag says, good bowl, enlightened Vietnamese. I think that was in Traverse City. Also in Traverse City, a copy of Traverse City magazine. Had to grab one of those. I was in Bend, Oregon, and I went to a dispensary there called Aura Grown, and they gave me a nice hat. Oh, I'm going to hang on to this, actually. I was at a thing earlier today. Maybe I'll talk about it later. I just put my own stuff in the prize bag and then realize it when I'm sorting through it. Oh, this is fun. I was in, where was I when I got this? I think I was in Rosemont, Illinois, in the movie theater where I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, had these things you can hang from your rearview mirror. It's like a car air freshener with the, you know, the poster for the movie on it. And then IFC Films is giving me tons of stuff, including Blu-ray of Blue is the Warmest Color. And... what I think is a DVD Blu-ray of Mike Birbiglia's movie Sleepwalk With Me. Not Sweep Walk With Me. Great movie. And yeah, so all of that stuff, plus stuff brought by my four guests. Please, everybody, give it up for Clark Wolf, Justin Long, Oscar Nunez, and David Lynch. Calm down, you guys. It's going to be cool. They're all backstage in a soundproof room. And, oh, here we go. Here they come. It's kind of like my guests will figure out that, eventually.
That was actually my fault because I was asking Justin Long to tell me everything about Drag Me to Hell. And I was, like, listening to all these stories. And then I think we have to go out there.
Yeah,
now.
And you should talk about TV or something back there. Like,
know,
save
sorry.
The movie conversation for out here, because I want to hear everything about Drag Me to Hell.
I was, yeah. It's selfish. I was just going on about
no,
it.
It's
no,
it's fine.
I wanted to hear it.
It's
fine. I was interested.
I like a panel that's enjoying talking to each other backstage so much that the show doesn't even matter. And... because it doesn't. Like, it's all about camaraderie. Camaraderie and fun. Yeah, you guys go go into the other room for 7 minutes. I've seen two things recently where they have that game 7 minutes in the closet, and both times the kids don't do shit in there.
I don't think...
Yeah, so I all these years I thought, wow, some stuff's really going down during that game, but apparently
not. When were you watching that? What was that in?
Today I saw it in a short film. I saw a short film program at the, what's it, like the LA Film Festival, or what's going on in LA right now? Holly Shorts, yes.
So they just went in the closet and got kind of awkward with each other?
Yeah, because the other kids forced them in there, you know, and so they're like, oh, what do? We fuck, or do we just wait until the 7 minutes is up? And of course they waited for the 7 minutes to be up, because they're nice kids.
They weren't talking about Sam Raimi movies. That's what I would have been doing.
Drag me to the closet. Also, I forgot to mention, I got a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins in the prize bag. But let's meet our guests individually. This is so exciting. I love all these guests, and so happy they're here. Starting with the lady on the end there. It's Clark Wolf, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So just right now, just ask Justin something else about Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, okay. Did you?
Just kidding.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, seriously, go ahead.
I feel like this is weird now. do you think that Christine got what she deserved in the end?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hot takes.
Yeah, she fucked somebody over.
Did she?
Yeah, I think something about a loan. I'm not really remembering why she did get dragged to hell.
She denied a lady a bank loan.
That's what it was.
But she had a bunch of extensions already.
So you thought she should have been like ushered to purgatory for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. It should have been called ushered to purgatory. Yeah,
it's a better title. Not as dramatic, maybe.
Sweet trip to purgatory. Light snacks available.
Yeah.
Gently chaperoned.
Just hang out here for a minute.
It was severe. It was drastic.
Mm. All right. If you think of any more Drag Me to Hell questions, keep them to yourself.
Okay,
all right, the next one. Sitting to her right, here he is again. It's been a while. He doesn't even remember doing this show. It's Oscar Nunez, everybody.
Hi. I've done this show before, but the format was different. The mezzanine is gone.
That's true.
It was here. We did it here.
It was a second when we used to have a mezzanine here.
Here, and it's different now.
Yeah.
Let's get to visit the old UCB.
But thanks for coming back.
Sure, Doug.
I wasn't sure the last time if you had fun or not, so I'm glad.
I don't
just
remember.
Seeing that you're back, just knowing that you are willing to come back means you must have... you don't have negative feelings.
It wasn't awful.
About
it wasn't awful.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
That's on my tombstone.
He's indifferent.
It wasn't awful.
Yeah. It wasn't awful.
It wasn't great.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. But this is, everybody went crazy when I said this earlier, and I do not blame you because his movies are, he's made so many amazing, I'm so nervous, so many amazing movies over the years, not just 1 year. I can't speak in front of this man. It's pretty exciting. David Lynch, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Douglas, it is fantastic to be here. Truly.
Are you actually familiar with the podcast? Like, how did this happen?
Well, I've listened to the marijuana one and enjoyed it a great deal. I just think it's terrific. But when you told me I could come here with these fine people and be able to talk about the joy of transcending 20 minutes twice a day into pure consciousness, a pure creative field, it was just too good to pass up.
I invited you here to do that?
Well, you may not have known that, but we're going to talk about TM plenty.
What's going on with Twin Peaks? Like, you did a season of that for Showtime. Is there going to be more?
Well, Doug, as I said at the Ace Hotel, the signal is starting to come in, but it's hazy. And that's really all I can reveal for now. Don't be a stinker, Douglas. We're here to talk about TM.
I don't think we are.
Not TP.
Well, we can talk about that, too, if you're having some kind of issue, Justin.
It's just an honor to talk to you about anything.
No, it's incredible. I like Charmin. I like the three ply. Don't cheat yourself. That's a great judge of character. If you go to someone's house, especially a rich person, and they have cheap toilet paper, they'll end up fucking you over. They're saying, I don't care about myself or you. It's a character revealer, I swear to God. That, and if somebody mistreats a waitress or a waiter, without fail, if they treat a waiter or waitress poorly, one day they're gonna fuck you over.
So you treat your asshole the way you would treat a waiter or waitress, with respect?
Unless the waiter or waitress is an asshole, yes.
Ha ha! That's Justin Long, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You've done the show in New York and Austin, Texas, and
Paris. The show?
Paris.
Yeah, but it's
Somalia.
It's great to see you here in Los Angeles. Oh, that one was,
that Mogadishu.
Didn't even matter that the crowd sucked. There was so many incoming.
Oh, it was exciting.
Yeah, it was.
They hated Black Hawk Down there. I just want to see. Oof. You cut this out, right? You edit this?
Yeah, I don't know why I did a whole game based around war movies when I was in Somalia. It seems like I should have changed shit up a little bit. But if you go back and find that episode, you guys will... You'll find that it's not there. So, Justin, I had the treat of seeing a movie that you are in advance. I saw it in advance twice. And it was directed by my friend Dan Schechter, who's been on this show. And it's called Safe Spaces. And what's the latest with that? How soon are people going to see it?
I think in the fall, there's some...
So next month?
Next month, yeah.
Next month?
Big tentpole IMAX. It's one of the little movies you can see. I think it's streaming in October, November. And in fact, you're the reason I did the movie. I'm so grateful.
Happened because of me, you guys.
He texted me. It was like a simple text, yeah.
Yeah, I put, my friend Dan said, hey, you know Justin Long. I was like, well, he's been on my podcast a few times. Super nice guy. And he's like, well, can you ask him to read my script? And I did. And you said, okay. So I was like, oh, this is working out great.
That's how I said it, too.
Okay. I guess I'll do it.
And then, and then you read it and liked it, and then my work was done.
And Fran Drescher played my mom, which was exciting.
I had nothing to do with that.
No, that's right. It was,
the only thing, there's a lot of thank yous in the end credits, and the thank you for me is solely for getting Justin Long to read the script.
Well, thank you.
Because the script had to do the rest of the work.
And that's how the sausage gets made, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching it right here. Behind the scenes, this is how things happen.
And
up
now
here.
You've introduced Justin to David Lynch. So you're
that alone is
you're
more
two
than worth
for
it.
Two.
What do you think the odds are, David, that you'll cast Justin or anybody on this panel? They're like you said, they're fine people.
He told me he was a fan of The Office.
Well, who wasn't, Oscar? You were just terrific on there. There was true pathos on that television show. My God.
Wasn't The Office maybe a little too quickly paced for you, though?
Well, I don't, no. I enjoyed it. I would sit out back and put it on and watch Oscar and, of course, David Koechner and all those other fantastic people. And I would always say when I'm watching The Office, I'd wear cheap socks because they're going to get knocked right off.
Thank you. That means a lot. That's
don't that's fuck cool. up your expensive socks. Well, speaking of expensive socks, I don't know what you brought, but I can't wait to see what David Lynch would bring for the prize bag. But let's start with you, Justin. What do you have?
I got a bunch of
stuff to give away today. A bunch of stuff.
Because we're in Hollywood.
Oh, use your microphone now.
I have a Hollywood shirt.
It just says Hollywood on it?
Yeah. Well, wow. Hollywood. I got a
look
couple...
Authentic.
Yeah. I went to Amoeba the other day, and I bought... I was stoned at Amoeba. It's difficult for me. I just bought so many DVDs, and I realized that I already had a few, so I'm going to give these that one of my favorite movies... And Mike Myers, can't go wrong with that.
You got us, there's people listening to this.
Oh, right, podcast, right. What is the thing?
How's your podcast going? Do you just do that on your show? Oh, there's this and the other thing.
I'm pulling another thing.
I'm just holding shit up. You don't know what it is.
I'm putting it on a table. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Those aren't pillows.
It's the Aren't Pillows edition, and it's got a deleted scene, which I haven't seen, so I'm excited to see that. Tribute to John Candy, thanks, Brett. And the best of Mike Myers, including Dieter, my favorite character. And this is Where the Light Is, a John Mayer live DVD. I went to high school with John Mayer. And
that's when he gave you that?
No, yeah.
As he said, one day this will be worth something. About this, caramel popcorn.
Look at that.
From Jones. It's so good.
And then I did my friend John Hodgman, with whom I did those Mac commercials. I almost said PC commercials. And I signed it, PC is a better writer than me, love Mac. It's sort of a self-referential gift. John gave it to me, I'm giving it to you. And just to prove that I have many very cool friends, my friend Zoe Deschanel gave me this. It's a She and Him vinyl, and I'm giving it to the bag.
I gotta say, most people don't bring in stuff brought in that was given to them by other cool people.
Yeah, it's an excuse to name drop. Really,
but yeah, but also, yeah, they'll be able to name drop when they're showing people all these items. They probably won't even mention you.
No, I hope not.
This is straight from Zoe Deschanel.
This caramel, this Hollywood shirt that came right from Zoe Deschanel. Cool.
Yeah, just not that into you. Okay, so thank you for bringing all that.
Thank you for having me.
Here we are. We're at the point where we're going to find out what... I mean, someone told you there's a prize bag, or I guess have you heard the show?
Oh, I came prepared, Doug. I completely came prepared. Ladies and gentlemen... This is Catching the Big Fish. And if you want an intro to transcendental meditation, if you are tired of wearing the rubber clown suit of despair every day, this book is a fantastic intro. It's called Catching the Big Fish. And that's because up here at the surface, there's tiny little fish, Doug. They're little minnows. But when you transcend and get lower, there are giant fishes. And friends, this is a metaphor. There are giant fishes of creativity. There are sharks. There are seals. There are porpoises. There's everything you'll ever need to see there. And that's the beginning of this book. And we're hoping we can have you get interested in this book and then go to the David Lynch Foundation on Highland Avenue. Okay?
Yeah.
We want you to go.
You
want
to go there right now?
No, I'm going to go there after the show. Anybody's welcome to come. I also have some incredibly collectible Twin Peaks 8x10s. There's about 50 of these made for Comic-Con, and about 49 of them are left. So you all can enjoy this incredible prize package and actually change your life starting tonight or tomorrow if you want to.
That's fantastic. Oscar, what do you got for us?
Well, first, Mr. Lynch, my wife and I went to the TM Center in Los Feliz, and we're members. We signed up for
it. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oscar, that is fantastic.
Yeah. I've only done it a couple times, but I should do it more. But the couple of times I did it, it does make me feel better. It feels more restful than a nap, than a regular nap.
Well, Oscar, it's really funny you should bring this up, because what it's doing is having the stress actually physically leave your body. There is stress. We are reducing cortisol levels right there on Highland Avenue. There is science to back this up, and we're so excited you are there. What is your mantra?
I can't say that.
You just passed test number one. Look at that, everybody. Oscar Nunez.
It's 20 minutes. It's not easy. They want you to do 20 minutes.
Well, we'd love you to do 20 with a mantra and a cooling off period of 5 minutes without. And the science shows that's where a lot of the benefit comes.
Yeah.
You'll start having weird as hell memories from childhood come up. That's the trauma being released in your body, Oscar Nunez.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
It's not doing any harm.
Well, that's all we can add. We're going to put that on a T-shirt. TM, it's not doing any harm.
I bought a mug from the office. I said to my wife, like, you have to bring something. I'm like, what do we have? And so I had a mug. I looked through the thing. And I'll sign it.
Whoever wins.
Right? Their name.
We'll get him a Sharpie and he'll write on it. But it says Dunder Mifflin on it.
It's an
awesome mug from Oscar. Yeah, it's perfect. And Clark, what do you have for us?
Well, I feel like everybody brought something like straight from a very important person tonight. So I have Supergirl's cape. Yes.
She gave that to you?
She did. It was so nice. She's a doll, I gotta tell you. And this cape in particular, you can hang on the back of your chair. Supergirl has a lot of chair needs.
Any chair?
Any chair.
Wait,
a super chair.
A super
there
chair.
Are capes that can't be draped on a chair? They seem very drapeable.
Listen, I don't make the rules, Doug. All right. And I also, since, so I love horror movies, and basically when 4th of July is over, it's Halloween for me. So I brought you all Annabelle Creation on Blu-ray, which a lot of people really liked. And I remember when David Sandberg brought Annabelle and sat in your
audience. Annabelle was his goddamn name tag.
I know. I remember being on the stage and seeing Annabelle and then being like, that's David Sandberg. And I nerded out a little, but anyway, this one's fine. Annabelle in the Basement, or Comes Home, which just came out, I actually really liked, so I like that one. And It, Chapter 1, because we're all getting ready for It, Chapter 2, which I'm very excited about. And since this is a Blu-ray, you can watch this really great behind-the-scenes thing with Bill Skarsgård, and they actually show you that Bill Skarsgård can contort his mouth into that weird Pennywise thing that he does. Like, he actually does that. And also his eyeball, you know how like Pennywise, for nerds in here who are like pay attention to this stuff, you know how Pennywise's eyeball kind of like rolls a little bit? That's Bill Skarsgård doing that. He can fucking do it. It's really cool. So anyway, physical media is important, and watch the behind the scenes on your Blu-rays. And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Did you really go to high school with John Mayer?
I knew you've been thinking about that the whole time. You've been meditating on that the entire time.
Truly, Justin, that's fantastic. That is a talented young man.
Thank you.
Well, pass thank it you. On to him.
Wow, you will believe a chair cape can fly. It literally says chair cape on it. I fucking love that. It's a Supergirl chair cape, not suitable for wearing around your neck.
Chairs
put
over.
It on a chair and watch it fly.
Is this it, Doug?
What do you mean?
The show?
Is this a
that's
show
the whole show. Shit? We get a whole bag of shit. I go home, start typing up it, you know, I log
there's
into
no
eBay.
There's no papers or no pencils. There's nothing to write on. What do we do?
What do you? You don't have to write anything. You're going to answer questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I start with a real easy one that still stumps some of my guests. We'll see how it works with Justin. Justin Long, don't lie to us. What was the last movie you saw?
Apocalypse Now. I saw it last night. It's were you there? Oh my God.
Is this what they're calling the final cut?
Yes.
Yeah,
right?
And it's like 180 minutes or 153 minutes, I think. And
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
2.5 hours-ish.
Oh yeah, you must have seen it too.
No, I just saw the ads for it because I was like, oh, I think I'd do that. Was it worthwhile for you?
It was incredible. And yeah, it was amazing. And Coppola and Martin Sheen and Albert Hall and Fishburne were all there. Did a Q&A afterwards. It was fucking incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they get Brando?
I didn't know you before tonight.
Why wasn't Brando there?
That's a good question. He's a diva.
Is that why?
Yeah, they probably couldn't get him.
I haven't heard anything about him in a long time. So
he's
Doug, I have some horrible news for
what?
You. We'll wait till after the show. I don't want to bring this thing down.
Okay.
I think he was pissed they didn't ask him to be Jor-El in the new Superman movies. Protesting.
Okay.
We should have given him the chair cape. He would have felt a lot better.
Great answer, Justin. David Lynch.
Thanks.
What was the last movie you saw, sir?
Well, I got two kids to put in Netflix in my concrete room. And I was able to watch Bob Dylan and the Rolling Thunder Review from 1976. And I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
I hear it's good.
It's good. Directed and Justin, by, you may know, they're messing with people. It's not a straight documentary.
That's what I was going to ask. Have people? Have you guys seen this? Do you know?
It's Scorsese, right?
It's Scorsese, but then I heard it's sort of like pseudo-mockumentary, and I'm trying to figure out which parts are
He never up. Dated Sharon Stone.
That I heard, yeah.
It didn't happen.
But a lot of that stuff is true, right? That in the documentary. It's weird. It's like a...
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. It really bothered me.
Justin, I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
I watched half of it, then I stopped. I'm like, go ahead.
He's messing with you. He's an ascended Andy Kaufman. He's doing a bit. It's a mad performance art to another level, combining kabukiism.
Bobby or Martin?
There is some
Bob Dylan or Martin?
Bob Dylan. He's performing. It's some of the best improvisation I've seen. The scene where he's talking about the different characters, it's not true. But he's doing some weird acting, not unlike Mastin Anonymous, Larry Charles, underrated as heck.
David Lynch is bringing it tonight. I love it. One time I met you, and do you remember you used to draw like a weekly cartoon strip where every picture, the strip was the same every time, you just change what's in the coming out of a thought bubble, coming out of a window at the end?
In the Los Angeles Weekly, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it was called The Angriest Dog in the World.
Yes.
And it was, and the first panel would just say that it is about a dog that's so angry he's stricken by rigor mortis and can't move.
Straining at the leash.
Yeah, he's straining at the leash. It's three panels of him straining at the leash, and then the fourth panel is people talking inside the house, and they're just saying stuff like, "Did you do the laundry? No, you do it." And that's the whole strip. And one week he did one where the people weren't talking inside the house. And so I clipped that one out and saved it. And then when I met you the first time, I asked you to sign it, and you looked at it and you're just like, yeah, you know, and signed it, but like you weren't like impressed that I picked out the one where there was no dialogue.
Well, I didn't understand the nuance then. I didn't understand who you were. Now I know.
Yeah, I was just a fan saying, sign this comic strip of yours that I tore out of the LA Weekly.
Well, you could see how that might be scary. The great thing about that LA Weekly, it was free. You could walk up to any newsstand and just grab as many as you wanted. I'd grab 8, 9, 10, never got caught.
It's still around, Mr. Lynch. It's still...
Well, it's been sold. It's a great deal thinner. It's now owned by marijuana lobbyist lawyers, and I'm hoping they bring it back. Well, no, I didn't mean to bring the room down again.
But Mr. Lynch, you must get asked to sign a lot of strange things, I imagine.
Well, I got asked to sign a woodland creature about a week and a half ago. No problem. He was very friendly. Named Pierre.
Where did you sign it? How'd you sign it?
I signed it right on his snout, Justin. Oh. And he was okay with it. Thank God.
Thank
you. Here I sit. Could have turned two different ways. You got to tell John Mayer about this.
Oh, I can't wait to.
Truly.
That goes without saying.
I can't imagine what he was like in like a shop or a chemistry class. He had to be a cut up.
I remember him being a little shy, like surprisingly shy, now given his persona now.
Well, now he's on the road with Dave Chappelle. The two of them do a remarkable deal together, I've heard.
God, you know so much about pop culture, Mr. Lynch. I'm so
impressed. You got to be a participant.
Yeah.
Mr. Lynch, did you do the weather on the radio?
I briefly did
you
the
did,
weather
right?
on DavidLynch.com.
Yes, I remember hearing your voice.
It's going to be hot tomorrow, friends. 90 degrees with 100% chance of hopelessness.
What was the last movie you saw?
Bob Dylan and the Rolling
Stones. I'm moving on to Oscar.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't give direct eye contact to Oscar when I asked that.
I started to watch that, and then I watched. I was watching John Lennon, The Sky Above Us. I was right before coming over here, but I watched Brightburn.
Oh yeah, Brightburn.
Brightburn, because David Denman's in it. My friend from the office, he was in it, so I watched that.
Yeah. You're friends with him after how he treated Pam? but Brightburn is a
Brightburn.
James Gunn, right?
Yeah.
David,
his brother. Yeah, I got to see that.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys know everything. But this panel knows everything.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Yarbo.
I'm not going to get anything past this panel. But what was your last movie, Clark?
I watched for the show I'm on, DC Daily, Constantine, Francis Lawrence's Constantine today. I gave it a rewatch. It's on the DC Universe platform. And I love that movie. I know that Keanu Reeves is not Cockney or British, but I think it's really good.
He tries to do an accent?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he
Costners it. He's just like, I'm Keanu. I'll just talk like me.
That's exactly right. I did notice, however, that most of the supporting actors around him are English, like they're British. So I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. But anyway.
Oh, Constantine.
Exactly. Gavin Ross.
Why don't you speak like us?
Yeah. Oh. I'm doing my own thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And now Justin, he's doing Wick, but he is Wick. He was on Ellen DeGeneres, and he's right. The guy.
What's that line from John Wick?
People say I'm something or other. People say I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, that's very nice. All right. This is the part of the show where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We've got name tags. So many name tags. And each of you has to go select the one. There's a guy with money over there. You have to select the one that speaks to you and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code DLM to try it free. Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. You could get in a crash, people could get hurt or killed. But here are some surprising statistics. Almost 29 people in the United States die every day in alcohol-impaired vehicle crashes. That's one person every 50 minutes. Even though drunk driving fatalities have fallen by a third in the last three decades, drunk driving crashes still claim more than 10,000 lives each year. So stop kidding yourself. If you're impaired from alcohol, don't get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober or get pulled over. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. That was a very polite process.
Here we go, Oscar.
Oscar's excited because the back of his name tag says positive energy. Justin, who are you playing on behalf of?
I am playing on behalf of Mitch. No, nope, don't read that. Right, I mean, that's
we
right.
We haven't done the shitheads thing for a while, but he wants us to say Mitch McConnell's a shithead.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
It's been
agreed.
Since, yeah, Somalia seems like forever ago. David, yes, of course.
Dog Dave.
Dave. Dog Dave after I love a good pun. That's a really good pun. And I love the movie. Yeah, so great. How can movie. You go wrong?
Dog Dave. Yesterday was John Cazale's birthday.
Was it?
John Cazale, one of the most fantastic actors who's ever lived. Yeah. We love him.
Yeah. He was in 5 movies, and all 5 of them were nominated for Best Picture by the Oscars. Oscar.
And the line
they're
wild.
They're Oscar's 5 favorite movies.
Oh, you nominated all of them.
I nominated. But, you know, Apocalypse Now is in my top 5 movies.
Oh, so it's Oscar. It's in the Oscar contention.
But, yes. But Cazale, he left us too early.
Yeah.
He was... They took us.
There's very few. They're like him and James Dean were like, you know, everything they were in just is a classic.
Yeah.
It's it doesn't happen very often, but boys, he was great.
And the line Wyoming was improvised by him. His famous line in Dog Day Afternoon, he improvised that, which I don't like improv on my sets. I would have told him, Mr. Cazale, do we have to send you the principal's office? That's what I said to James Belushi. And that's very real.
Oh, Belushi. So who are you playing on behalf of there?
I am playing for the right Steve. Yes! There we go.
Excellent work, Steve. What do you got, Oscar?
The Scott Lot.
You got some Donetties and some Tito's.
Some vodka.
Looks like
smoky,
a pre-rolled
a
joint
smoky,
there on
smoky.
There.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You enjoy all those things?
The vodka, yes, and the donuts.
Okay. Well, just, you know.
So you have to rank them.
Those are yours to keep if you want.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Clark?
I am, okay, so State and Maine.
That's my last name.
Which one?
Maine.
State and Maine.
And.
One of them's my last name.
Last name's Ann.
Don't worry about
all
it.
All right, so I'm playing for Mr. Maine.
Okay.
And he put all of us, except for you, Mr. Lynch.
He was a mystery.
He didn't know you were coming.
It was a question
mark. So in your place is the lovely departed Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh.
But all the rest of us are on here.
Boy, I was watching Boogie Nights.
Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
He says like 6 times. Oh my God. He's amazing.
So you let you work on the movies? Because I did too. So whatever.
Could you do Philip Seymour Hoffman like in any movie or only the ones you really know?
No, when I this is a quick story you can cut it out, but when I met him, I was doing Galaxy Quest 20 years ago, and Sam Rockwell was in the movie, and Sam said, my buddy Phil is coming to set, and I knew that he knew Phil, and he was in that, and I was just obsessed. I just left school, and I was obsessed with Boogie Nights and Happiness and all those movies. I was just the biggest fan, and I was so nervous to be around him. And that night, Sam was trying to get me to do, hey, Phil, you know, Justin does a great impression of you. Oh, my God. You got to see this. And I got too nervous to do it. And
that's so weird.
We were at El Compadre on Sunset, and we started drinking, and I got drunk enough to the point where I just out of nowhere was like, okay, I'll do it. Just like unsolicited, and... I did it for him, and everybody was laughing, and I remember him saying, no, well, that's just me from Boogie Nights. It's not how that's not how I sound. And his friends were like, yeah, this guy's but it's okay. And he's like, nah, that's just me from Boogie Nights.
I like it.
He was the best.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
We lost him too early. He was...
Did we say that already?
We've said it twice now.
I mean, he's going to remain lost too early.
Yeah.
So that sentiment's never going to change.
Yeah.
Everyone in here is going to pass away.
That's right.
Well, that's true. That's a really strong
as is everyone listening to this at home or in your car.
You at home are all going to pass away.
We'll
what
be right
are you
back.
Going to do right now?
So we should live in the now. We should transcend this life.
Justin, right. I sure like you.
Put me in a movie, please, Mr. Winch.
Let's start with a new movie, a new game.
Does that work, Justin? Did that ever work?
I'm intrigued. No, I saw something there. Just a glimmer of a little piece of something I could maybe mold into something else.
Yeah, desperation.
I don't hate that. We don't run from trauma at my house.
This is a game called We're All Gonna Die. And, no, this is called Characters Welcome. Yeah. Everyone on this panel has played numerous characters. Even David Lynch, you were so great and lucky with Harry Dean Stanton.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Well, truly. I mean, that was to be with Harry Dean near the end. It just doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
And then we honored him at the Ace Hotel, and we brought in a mariachi band and Jonathan Depp, and he was absolutely fantastic.
We lost Harry Dean too soon.
Don't you think? Well, that's subjective on the all we're going to die.
I was going to say, I think that was just about that one.
That was about right.
It was okay. That wasn't too soon. Some were too soon. Some were, that
yeah,
was.
Lucky, by the way, R.I.P. was a good title. He's lucky to be still be alive.
This is not funny, but R.I.P. Rip Torn.
Yeah.
Has anyone made the... It's not a joke.
I mean, no, I really had to, like, really carefully craft my tweet when he passed away because, you know, it just seems like you're making fun of him to say R.I.P. Torn.
Yeah.
but that's basically what you're doing when you say, you know, R.I.P. Rip.
His parents must have known that would happen someday.
But I saw... I saw a few minutes of Men in Black the other day, and boy, he's anything he shows up in. So he's so good.
R.I.P. and M.I.B. All right.
Well, you know what, you guys, I could talk about the most recent deaths of in show business, but instead we're going to try to celebrate the living.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. this game, Characters Welcome, all of you just have your microphones ready because you could just guess as often as you like. As I list off the character names, you know, there's odd character names, you know, in the end credits of a movie. What's like one of your weird ones, Mr. Lynch? You're always like, you know, have somebody in the titles is like, guy who likes pie or something like
Oh, sure, guy in the big hat.
Yes, there you
that's
go.
That's right.
See, I knew
you
have a perfect
you know
example.
Who it is, and that actor, people are like, that's the SOB in the big hat. It helps them. Might help them get more work. You get very specific. Not enough specificity in the world today, Doug.
Well, I think you're going to like some of these in this one, because whoever made this movie got some real specific credits in the end titles. So just, like I said, guess as often as you like, and first person to get it right wins. Traveler. There's just a character called Traveler. Then there's another one called Red. Man in Gents Room.
And we're guessing the actor?
No, the name of the film.
Cable Guy?
That has these parts in it.
Oh.
These roles, these characters are all in the same film. Someone called Good Witch. Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
I wonder where that Men in Gents Room scene went in Wizard of Oz, if that was the answer.
Is it Lost Highway?
No, but that's interesting that you'd guess a movie.
Yeah. It's a fantastic movie.
Mr. Lynch made.
Is it Wild at Heart?
That is correct! Oh. I tried to discourage you by, oh, no, that's not it. Don't go down that road. That's a lost highway.
A yellow brick road.
But, yeah, you did it. Why didn't you recognize it?
Well, I that period of time is kind of hazy for me. I remember a cow and Laura Dern, and then it took me about 2.5 years to get over working with Robert Blake, if we're going to talk shop.
Mr. Lynch, what was it like working with Nick Cage on that movie?
Well, Nicolas Cage is absolutely fantastic. Nicolas Cage believes actors are shamans. There's a book called The Way of the Actor, Pseudopsychology, that what we thought shamans were actors, and Nick Cage is deep in all this.
Wow.
I like Nick Cave too. He's also a shamanic shapeshifter. Absolutely incredible, friends. Those two should collaborate, huh? Cave Cage.
Yes, they should.
They should have a Cave Cage match.
Absolutely. Right?
Cage match in a cave.
Mm-hmm. The aforementioned Nick Cage played Sailor Ripley in the film, and Laura Dern was Lula, and in one of his creepiest roles, which is saying a lot, Willem Dafoe was Bobby Peru.
He's so good.
And do you know the story of his teeth? We cast him, he did
He's got fucked up teeth in that movie.
Well, he sure does, and he didn't know he was going to get it. And then I looked at him and I said, Willem, you're going to get some teeth, boy. And we took him in and got him those teeth. And he incorporated all of it, and he was terrifying. And I would have nightmares and then just wake up and thank him.
All right, well, so all that means, since Clark got that one, is she gets to go first in our next game, and it's a brand new game. We haven't played this one before. It's called Doctor, Doctor, Doctor. And here's how it works. Yeah, there's an ellipses in the name of this game.
I'm ready.
I'm going to go to you one at a time. We'll start with Clark, then we'll go to Oscar, David, Justin. Just come straight at you with it. I'll name a movie. I'll name an actor. And then you tell me if that movie that actor is in
what?
Is.
Okay.
You get three choices.
Okay.
Is that actor in Dr. Detroit, Dr. Giggles, or Doc Hollywood?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I brought a hard game because I knew what a great panel I had tonight. And also, it's... You got a 1 in 3 shot of getting it right.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't get it right, though, it moves on to Oscar.
Okay.
And the third person in the row, if the two people miss, that's like a free point.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Brown, Clark. Detroit, Hollywood, or?
Detroit.
That's correct. Oscar?
Yes.
George Hamilton.
What are my choices again?
Giggles, Hollywood, or Detroit? They're all doctors.
George Hamilton.
That is correct. That's the name I said.
I'm breaking it down. He lives in Beverly Hills. He doesn't want to travel far from home. He likes to stay close to his tanning beds and his cigar stores and all that. I'm going to say Hollywood because it's close to Beverly Hills.
Well, that is some interesting logic. Because that film takes place outside of Hollywood. That's why they call him Doc Hollywood, because he's from California. But you're right. It's Doc Hollywood. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Clark.
David?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with an actress named Glenn Headley?
That's Doc Hollywood.
No.
Zhivago.
That just sounds like something someone would say when they're, when they miss a question.
Zhivago.
Doolittle 2.
Looking for a hotel? Try Zhivago. Justin?
I would say Giggles.
You would? That's incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah. Clark.
Yeah.
Now it's a memory game.
Well, he said Zhivago, right?
No, that was his second guess. Zhivago is not even an option. I promise you, I won't say Omar Sharif or a mound of snow.
Okay, got it.
The stars of Dr. Zhivago.
Wait,
Julie Christie was in that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a memory game. Gosh.
Detroit, Hollywood, or Giggles?
Giggles. Is that what you just said?
She said that, I think.
No, she's in Dr. Detroit.
Oh no.
There is some fantastic urban decay in Detroit. If you ever want to tour around there, they light houses on fire. And it's as inspiring a thing as you can see. It's coming back now though, but hopefully not too quick, and you can get out there and see it.
Oscar. Detroit, Giggles, or Hollywood? Fran Drescher. Currently starring as Justin's mom in Safe Spaces.
Giggles.
No.
Detroit.
That is correct. Oh, such an exciting competition. Justin, which one of those was Doug E. Doug in?
Doug E. Doug.
Dougie Doug.
Shit. Dougie Doug. Not Fresh. Not okay. Dougie.
Not
Doug.
Dougie Fresh. I mean, I get mixed up with both of these guys.
God,
but
damn.
Dougie Doug.
Well, it's a Dougie Doug world, so I'm just sorry. So I'm just gonna have to say
you just live in it.
Fucking Detroit.
No.
Hollywood.
No. Oscar.
Giggles.
Giggles is right. Oscar's on the board. All right, we're back to back to Mr. David Lynch. Holly Marie Combs.
Holly Marie Combs was on Picket Fences.
She was?
For sure.
She was also one of the sisters on Charmed.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm going to say Hollywood.
No.
God.
Justin?
Detroit.
Huh? Yeah. Which one was that?
The Eagles.
No. Clark?
Is it Giggles?
Yes, it is. Dr. Giggles. All right, so Clark wins that game. Yeah.
We're on a roll, Mr. Maine.
Yeah. We had a tiebreaker. It was Bridget Fonda. Do you guys remember which one she was in?
Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood, yeah. What happened to her, Justin?
For me? Mm-hmm. Is this to me? She I think, just wanted to do other things. She's
like what?
You know, she wanted to garden and have a family and live upstate and, you know, catch butterflies and a net. I don't know.
That's not enough for me.
No, sorry.
I bet they stopped hiring her.
No.
Very few want to do other things.
She maybe got in trouble with somebody. There was a point of no return where she felt like she couldn't come back. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Now we're getting warm, I think.
All right, well.
We lost her too.
So. Yeah, we lost her.
Julie Warner? Was that the girl in that?
Where? In Doc Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julie Warner was the main girl. And she's like, she's a very nice lady, but she's also like super tiny, so like she was good. She was
Michael J. Fox
sized, yeah. 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 But that's a cute movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
David Ogden Steers from
Francis
from
Nash.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more game to determine our winner for the first time that this show has been at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night here at UCB. I'm very excited about this time slot.
Sans mezzanine.
We're going to play a game called, it's called Bennington. That doesn't really explain what it is, but our friend Ron Bennington suggested this game, and I love it. And who won that last one? Clark won that last one. Okay. So Clark is going to go first this time. We'll switch the order around because I like to do that. So it's going to go to Justin, then David, then Oscar. And each one of you will get a chance to go first in this game, and it'll rotate. So hopefully I'll do this right. But Clark starts us off. I'm going to name an actor. All you got to do is try to guess what you think. You want their number one movie of all time, according to Box Office Mojo, after adjusting for inflation, the North American box office. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the only continent that counts.
That's a lot of qualifiers.
You just got to think of the best, the biggest movies that the person I'm naming has been in. And if you name one that's in the top three, you get points.
Okay.
1 point for number three, for two, 3 for 1. And there's no wrong answers except for incorrect answers. So we'll start with you, Clark. And all you got to do is tell me what's in the top three films in the career of Christina Applegate.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm going to go The Sweetest Thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got somebody in the audience has totally got your back on that. Justin?
I'm going to say, as a little cheating, but Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
Why is that cheating?
Really? I was in the movie. I don't want to brag. It's not something you should brag about, I guess.
I was in the Squid Game.
Yeah, I mean, this was all just to see if you would admit to being in it, and you did.
Thanks a lot.
Mr. Lynch?
How competitive I am.
Well, I have to say, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, which features an absolutely fantastic supporting performance by our dear Kimmy Robertson. She's in Lucy, the secretary from Twin Peaks,
yeah.
Twin Peaks is fantastic in that.
She's great.
And that's an iconic movie. Because I don't know if you, they go away and the babysitter dies.
Gone too soon.
Spoiler alert.
There's real trauma in this movie, and it's something we can all work through together.
The babysitter died too soon.
Is that the dishes are done, man? Is that where that's from?
Yes.
That is, Justin.
That's the only part of that.
Iconic line.
Yeah.
Oscar, what do you think? They really picked away at the Christine Applegate titles, but
this is the girl.
One?
This is the girl from Married with Children, and she's in debt to me now. Is she?
Yes.
She's in debt to me. Is that she's in debt?
She
to
is
me.
With Linda Cardellini.
It's that, but this is a TV. That's TV.
Correct.
You want movies?
Oh, I see.
Doug loves movies.
Oh, I get it.
Doug tolerates TV is another show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Called Doug Loves TV she More. TV's so much better
what
lately.
What has she done?
Yeah, that's a tough one. She had her own show for a while.
Someone is just repeating the sweetest thing.
Babysitter.
We've established sweetest thing.
She wasn't in Mean Girls. She wasn't in Mean Girls.
No,
she
we
wasn't
can't.
In that.
Yeah, well, you can just pass.
I'll pass.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on the next one. All right, coming in at number three. Were you about to say it? Anchorman 2.
Oh!
The legend continues.
She was in Anchorman.
Yeah. But Anchorman did not make her top three, the original Anchorman. No,
it
was the sequel made
successful.
More. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Anchorman was like Austin Powers or some of the comedies that became popular on home video, and then the sequel did great.
I got cut out of Anchorman, and they never told me. And I went to the premiere with my friends, and I've been saying, you know, I'm in this, and this is exciting. And I was Fred Willard's son, whom he keeps
referring to.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and my son did this, and I'm like, oh, any minute now, they're going to, you know.
Damn it, Justin.
Eating popcorn, really excited. And credits. I'm like, maybe they saved it for like a final little tag.
Maybe someone I'm in the post-credit scene. Yeah. Me and Nick Fury.
Surely someone would have.
I was a cop on a horse that waved to them when they were littering and walking through the park. It wasn't even needed.
Really? Yeah. Where did it? But make it into that. You know, Wake Up Ron Burgundy, right? Yeah. Do you guys? It's that they released it on DVD, like all the, there was like a whole
there's
movie
a lot of Jason Schwartzman
footage.
And Heavy D, they shot Maya Rudolph, they shot weeks, and all of it got kind of,
they killed all of those people?
They
gone too soon.
All right, so coming in at number two is, of course, I can't believe no one got this, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. the third in the series. And then coming in at number one, and Justin knew it because he's in it, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Thank you.
Sweetest Thing was number four.
Sweetest
we
thing
just
had to be.
Missed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that movie didn't do very well. But Justin is Justin's got a hot start, but anything could happen at this point. Justin gets to go first in this next round, so that's worked out okay for you. Justin, the films of Anna Faris.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
Top three. Go for number one if you can. It's her biggest movie.
Shit. Okay, number one, I would
are
say...
Are you going to name any men actors?
Whoa, Oscar. Time is not up. time is still ticking along.
You better be really careful, buddy. It's a new era.
Scary movie. I'm going to say scary movie. I'm going to say scary movie 2.
Okay. Mr. Lynch?
The House Bunny.
I just wanted to hear you say it, to be honest.
uh,
Justin's going to have a great David Lynch impression when he leaves here. Oscar.
I know who she is, I think.
Oscar.
She's a female actress.
She's a female.
She's one of those lady actors.
God, I'm so sorry, the Scott lot.
Oh, that's all right.
I don't know. I don't know.
You'll still have as many points as several other people on the panel.
Go ahead, Clark.
Okay. So, she has a cameo in 22 Jump Street.
Okay.
And...
that did pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know if she was credited, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you this about Box Office Mojo. Yeah. They don't know either. I mean, they...
okay.
They sometimes list cameos, sometimes don't. It's a little uneven, so...
okay, then I'm going to say just friends.
Okay.
It might not have... again, these are things that I guess are popular on cable.
Yeah, well, that's part of the thing, is it's kind of a shame that those aren't her top three movies, any of those ones that
really?
You
really?
Could have gone to Squeak Will again.
Yeah, yeah. You went Scary Movie 2, right?
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Coming in at number 3, Scary Movie 3.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, coming in at number 2, Alvin the Chipmunks, the Squeak Will. And number 1, just straight up Scary Movie.
No, I meant Scary Movie as well, 2.
Yeah, well...
like Teen Wolf 2.
You blew it, son. But now...
I deserve that.
Yeah, but that was great, because it's, you know... I love that it, you
not
know...
even the
it looked like you were going to run away with this thing, because you know the chipmunks. You are a chipmunk. No. How does that work in the first one, that they in the credits it lists a guy who plays Alvin, and then you also play Alvin? What's the difference? Like, is the real Alvin? Is there like a man Alvin? Like
who's
a living
in the
person?
Suit? Who's in the suit? The tiny little...
or the... well, like, because Jason Lee's the Dave Seville guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a weird credit for another Alvin.
Really?
On IMDb, yeah.
I know a buddy of mine played Donatello in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and they had him do all... Leif Tilden. They had him do all the... he did all the dialogue and everything, and then they dubbed his voice with, I think, Corey Feldman. He was very disappointed.
Yeah,
not a great story, but somewhat applicable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bad story, Tourette's.
But you're in the lead still with 3 points. Everyone else needs to get on the board. We're starting with you, Mr. Lynch. The films of Zachary Levi.
Boy, I'm sorry. He's just not hit my radar yet.
It can happen. Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
See, that's a great way to play. It's like you took all this information you've been getting and went, let's keep going with that.
I'm an adjuster.
Yeah.
It's that 20 minutes twice a day.
Oscar, do you know who this gentleman is? He is a man.
Is he Shazam?
Yes, he is.
I'll say Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam. Clark?
I'm going to say Thor the Dark World.
Ooh, that's a great one. And then Justin.
I know him.
Huh?
I know this guy. I've spoken to him.
Yeah, he's nice?
Yeah, he's very nice. Very nice guy.
I saw him on Broadway.
Oh, on the Broadway.
He can sing.
He can sing.
Good singer.
Oh, no.
Sick. What happened?
I know what the big movie is now.
Oh, shit. I thought you got all upset about that I saw him
Much
on Broadway.
Darker.
I thought
she was going to start
voice Entangled, yes. I want to say.
That's what she just thought of. Tangled, that's what you're going with? All right. Coming in at number 4.
Shazam.
What? Yeah, because it's been big, but...
it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You know, it's a little too recent to make crack his top 3. Number 3, Thor, The Dark World. Yeah, so that's worth 1 point. And then coming in at number 2 for Zach Levi, Tangled. Yeah, so that's worth 2 points for Justin. And then number 1... Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. David Lynch is on the board with 3.
You see what happened there was I had no clue, and it just came to me, and that's truly from dipping into consciousness.
It's smart.
That's it, and we also know another legend that said positive energy. Brody Stevens, one of the true greats of this world.
I really love how much you know about all the arts.
I got a lot of free time.
Yeah, I saw that documentary where you just watch you paint.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
And then I'll tell you, if you want to beat the system, what I do now is I just urinate in the sink. And this is real. Yeah, I go in the sink. You don't have to go to another room. You don't have to waste water. You're going to turn that water on anyway.
All right, I don't know about that, but, you know, I think, you know, I think you're great, so maybe I'll...
He's not wrong.
Maybe I'll...
He's been wrong so far.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah. Here we go.
Do you do everything in the sink? Just urinate? You don't...
Mostly that, just, yeah. I mean, you know...
A number two situation has to stay.
9 out of 10 times.
Good.
But the 1 out of 10 is 2. You're not a math guy, are you, Doug?
Oscar?
Yes, sir.
This is your chance, man. Is you it get a, the first it, crack at this one.
Is it a fella?
Mm-hmm. It's a dude, so it's right in your wheelhouse. The great Alan Tudyk. Love him. You know Tudyks.
One time in college.
Oh, one time. I don't know who that is. I probably know who it is, but I can't.
Oh, yeah. You're going to find out who it is.
Know.
And go, oh, yeah, that's who that
oh,
is.
Oh, my God. Why did I have to go first? I could have gotten hints from the other people.
That's true. Yeah. Might not have helped.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Clark.
We'll go to Clark.
I don't think this is right, but Rogue One, a no, yes. That is not Solo. Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Okay. Justin?
I'm going to take a chance here because he's such a great voice actor and he's done so many great voices. Not this. He was one of the few that didn't get his hands on that movie. I'm going to say Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
He was fantastic in Wreck-It Ralph, so I'm going to say Wreck-It Ralph 2. Don't get me on your bullshit, Doug. I'm saying Wreck-It Ralph 2, and you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, in your case, I'll make an exception and not ask for you to say Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Well,
which
Ralph...
is what that one's
no,
called.
No, I don't want to slide by on a technique. It happens too much these days. I'm wrong.
Oh, so easy.
Oh,
so generous.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
You don't believe in participation trophies, do you?
No, no.
It's got to be a winner. Okay. Who's next? Where are we at? Oscar?
Oh, okay.
Wait. No, you... Yeah, he went first.
No,
he
I went first.
Didn't say
Sorry.
Anything. Yeah, yeah. All right. So we have Clark said Rogue One, and you said...
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. All right. This is interesting. I was trying to trick someone into saying Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked, because he's in that one.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays something called Simone. I don't know if it's a voice.
No, I did not.
Maybe it's a voice of a lady chipmunk. Simone.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. But anyway, that's his number 10.
Whoa.
So that would have yielded no points for anybody, but he was in a Chipmunks movie. Number 3, Transformers Dark Side of the Moon. Or Dark of the Moon, or whatever the fuck that was called. And then...
Did he do one of the robots?
Huh?
He did a robot voice?
In Transformers? I guess.
God. He's a voiceover.
I can't picture him live action in those, so yeah.
He's a voice guy.
Maybe he was a car that turned into a thing.
He just went... He did that for all the Transformers.
Yeah, yeah. Number 2, you're on the right track with the animated thing, but he does a voice in Frozen.
Oh, oh yes! Oh,
fucking Frozen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh,
but boy. Alan Tudyk's number 1 is Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Nice.
And that's worth 3 points, which brings Clark to 4, but Justin has 5, so Justin is our winner!
Squeakle pays off again.
Squeakle. Who knew? Who knew that would pay?
Yeah.
About time.
It really started to work in your favor, and I thought it was going to work against you, but, you know, I can't plan everything. But Dog Dave Afternoon, come get your prizes. Congratulations. Right here. There you go. Couple of bags. And nicely condensed. And yeah. He wants signatures on the poster, too. Is there anything else we can do for you? You want a foot massage? Those will be easy to take off. Look at those fucking feet on that guy. Jesus Christ.
Who knew?
That was an amazing laugh.
Who knew?
That means you
haven't laughed once during the whole show.
Yeah, I finally got him by attacking his feet.
It's Tom Hulse from Amadeus.
It's like, if this guy doesn't talk about my feet, I'm not going to laugh at shit. There you go, Justin. Sign the footman's poster. And while we're doing this, Clark, let's start with you. Roll out your plugs. What's happening? What's going on?
You can catch me on DC Daily with Sam the Mam Levine on DC Universe. And I'm in a movie called Satanic Panic coming from Fangoria that is out on September 6th. And Deathcember opposite horror icon Barbara Crampton in later this year.
Neat.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Oscar is going to sign the
This thing called Mr. Iglesias just got picked up on Netflix.
Oh, Mr. Iglesias, nice.
Got picked up. He plays a teacher. I play the vice principal who hates children. Yes. There's the tension, and the comedy comes out of that. Thank you.
Because he gets along okay with the kids?
He loves the kids.
He loves them. And
he's
you
got
come
a heart
in
of gold.
And you're the bad guy.
I shouldn't be there. I shouldn't be working with children. I'm the bad guy. There's no reason for me to be there. But yet I'm there. Yet I'm the vice principal.
Right. As most vice principals are. I've seen very few that seem to like working with children. Except for the punishment part.
Well, Doug, I'm here to promote joy. I'm here to promote unbounding consciousness. I'm here to promote love in a world gone crazy just north of Wilshire Boulevard on Highland Avenue, everybody. It's the David Lynch Foundation. Catch the big fish. The world can be inside of you. We're all love. We're all consciousness. Come join our party. Also, I have a coffee now, and we're giving a little amount of that to charity, but please get the coffee. It's fantastic and roasted, and it gives me a little bit of coin to keep going around promoting this meditation. Fantastic.
And you're always thinking about when the divine message comes to you for Twin Peaks Season 2, that's when it's going to happen.
Season 4, Douglas. You tried to trick me near the end. It's Season 4 we'd be thinking about, and the signal's unclear. But I sure hope it can come soon.
You've already done 3 seasons?
Well, we did the first 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay,
well, I'm a stickler.
You were right when you said I was not good at math. Yeah, and you are a stickler, and I love that about you, and I appreciate you being here. And
you should put David Harbour in the new season, right?
Oh, he's fantastic.
That guy's good. He came on the show once.
In Atlanta,
don't,
right?
Don't know if it'll happen again. David Lynch, you know everything. Holy shit. There you go, Dave. There's your poster and your mug. Chuck it at him. Bink. And congratulations to you.
Congratulations, Dave.
Yeah, and Justin, Safe Spaces out sometime in the fall.
Sometime in the fall.
Yeah, and you've got a movie playing at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, you're going to be there.
I'll be there. I go every year.
Austin,
Texas.
I love that festival.
I will
She'll be there.
Okay.
Clark likes
Reunion.
To go. What's the movie called that's going to be playing there?
The Wave.
And it's intense?
It's intense. It's kind of like a Run, Lola, Run, but without a woman. So you're going to love it, Oscar.
Nice.
Finally. Finally a white man running.
And podcast. Please listen to my podcast, Life is Short.
Life is Short podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast game. I will be at Good Nights in Raleigh, as I mentioned earlier, on August 24th, and I'm doing stand-up in Phoenix on August 31st, and Denver on September 1st. You guys know what to do to figure all that stuff out. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thank you, UCB Theater. Thank you, Clark Wolf, Oscar Nunez, David Lynch, Justin Long.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, guys.
As always, positive energy.
Thanks again to Blue Chew. Increase your performance and get the extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew, the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online, works faster than a pill, and can be taken anytime. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BLUECHEW.com, promo code DLM, to try it for free. Bye!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.